This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be entertained at the guilds.
Tickets available now at cascadetheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
Total claims not available in all states or situations.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Let me just let me take a wild guess here. How many new resolutions are down the drain for you? And the top one, of course, get in shape, get fit, lose some weight, and that lasts about a week. And so that's why we have Mitzi Doolan here. She's America's nutrition expert, nationally recognized nutrition and fitness expert, who's inspired millions to lose weight and get fit. She was also something I'm very proud of, since we're based here in Kansas City, the team nutritionist for the 2015 World Champion Kansas City Royals baseball team, and then the team nutritionist for the Kansas City Chiefs football team for over eight seasons, and also consulted to Golden State Warriors basketball team and the San Jose Sharks hockey team. Mitzi joins us here in the National Defense. Mitzi, how are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
Well, I'm a little intimidated, to be honest with you. I feel like you're judging me. You're saying I should lose some weight.
No, I definitely do not judge. I do not judge. I just help people that are ready to make some changes and want to make some changes to get fit and feel great.
And that's kind of everybody, right? We have a lot of celebrity chefs here on the program, and Robert Irvine is one of our favorites. Uh-huh. That guy, that guy could play for the Chiefs. I mean,
he is still in great shape.
Yeah, he really is. And you've done so much great work with all of these different sports teams. Do you know my buddy Randy Hahn, who is the announcer for the San Jose Sharks? Have you met him?
No, I didn't. I worked with them for a shorter amount of time, but I didn't get to know the Sharks as much as like the Warriors and the Chiefs and the Royals.
Well, you've done some great work with everybody, and you also invented something called the protein ball, which I can't find anywhere. You know, it's sold out of Costco. I wanted to try some, before the interview. But, man, that just – talk about that a little bit. That just took off, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, so what happened, Randy, is I made these for the Kansas City Royals randomly in 2015 in September. I was out at the ballpark, and I said, hey, next week I'm going to make my protein balls for you. I made them for the guys. They loved them. I doubled, tripled, quadrupled the recipe. Got lucky. A few weeks later, we made it into the playoffs, and a few weeks later, we won the ALCS, and when we came out of the clubhouse, My hair was all drenched from the champagne celebration, and I had an empty Tupperware. And one of the sports reporters was like, were you in there when before the media could come in? And I was like, yeah, I'm the sports dietitian for the team. And he's like, why do you have this empty Tupperware? And I said, well, I actually started making these protein balls of mine for the guys. And he was like, do you have a card? And by a week later, I was on all ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, everything here on TV talking about it. A few weeks later, we won the World Series. The players gave, the team gave me a World Series ring. And a lot of people in Kansas City were asking, how do we buy these protein balls? Because they became kind of famous in Kansas City. So that was 2015. Well, it's taken all of this time added, obviously, with COVID and all of that. But I launched in Costco in January this year in the Texas region. And January of last year, we're in 2024. So January 2023, I launched just in 13 locations. And within a week and a half, I found out that we were crushing it and doing very well. And so they expanded to the entire Texas region. Then the LA region reached out, and I got them in the Bay Area region. So we just got them here in the Midwest, since we're both here in Kansas City, in the beginning of December, and they literally sold out within like 2.5 weeks.
I'm not kidding you. I went to my Costco, and I found an empty box of the protein balls, and took.
Oh my gosh!
And took it up
the
to
Kansas
the counter.
City community has literally supported me so well. But great news, they I didn't have any extras to give except for one store. And because I was shipping all these to, I'm in Florida, Georgia, for all the listeners in the Southeast region, and just launched another rotation in LA and Bay Area. But the Midwest will get another truckload next week. So we should be able to load up the Kansas City stores again. But I'm just feel so blessed to have so much support. And as a woman-owned business, working with Costco can be harder because you kind of have to be a certain size to work with them. So I think with the products done well, so that makes them happy.
Congratulations on all the success.
Thank you.
It's incredible. We're talking to Mitzi Doulon here, America's nutrition expert. Is the best way to find out about you nutritionexpert.com?
Yes, nutritionexpert.com. If you want to learn more about my Simply Fuel protein balls, you can go to simplyfuel.com. So,
and you've got 3.5 million Pinterest followers. So
yes,
a lot of people that keep up with you.
Yes, I love telling people to find healthy recipes even on Pinterest. And, I wrote a book with Tony Gonzalez called The All-Pro Diet, and then I also wrote one related to Pinterest, how to use Pinterest to get healthy and fit. And, people just really need to, once you commit, but it's not an all or nothing thing where you have to feel like, I went celebrated Friday night and had a great dinner out with friends, which is an important part of keeping that great mental health as well.
Right.
But the thing is you don't have to ruin the whole weekend then. Don't say, okay, I'll get back on track on Monday. Instead, say, hey, I'll get back on track tomorrow, Saturday morning, I'll go get some exercise.
Right.
So it really is about getting fit, and just it helps your mental health so much too when you're fueling yourself with quality foods and also just moving your body.
Mitzi, I got to tell you something that my wife and I just found out about. We're pretty active. I play tennis, we ride bikes, we do everything that people do, but we've noticed that we need to stretch more, the flexibility is going. So I just found out about a place in Kansas City and around the country called the Stretch Zone. Zone. Do you know about this place?
Yes. I haven't personally went in there, but I do. One of my Facebook friends owns a couple of the stretch zones here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's extremely important because we can often get injured, too, when we're not flexible.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
You know, just flexibility is an important part of health.
Yeah, if you think you could just jump into yoga, forget it.
right.
You gotta, well, and you
just
know a couple things.
Moving our bodies throughout the day as we get older, some of the things don't move so well.
Right.
You know, I can remember my mom getting out of the car, standing up, you know, when I was a kid, and I was like, gosh, it takes her a few steps to kind of get going. And, you know, that can almost feel like it's happening to me these days.
Well,
so it's important to, you know, keep your body moving. And the other thing that is really like a miracle is just the foam roller. Have you ever done a foam roller?
I love the foam roller. Yes.
It's like the best investment, and you can get one for $30. I have just one of the longer ones for home that's, you know, solid. Then I have one that I got for travel that's shorter, and it has an opening in the middle, so I actually, like, pack my pajamas and stuff in the middle, so it's really efficient for travel.
Oh, wow.
But the foam roller is just so good for, you know, rolling on, and it really does make a huge difference, even 5 minutes on it a day.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
With over 20 years of generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families with no-cost services, legislative advocacy, and more. And we're just getting started. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Classical music lovers, listen up. Internationally known piano player Olga Popolova is presenting a concert called The Not-So-Invisible World of Female Composers, featuring the works of Cecile Chaminade, Clara Schumann, Florence Price, and many others, Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church in Reading. Ms. Popolova is performing this benefit concert to show her appreciation to our community who warmly received her family fleeing the Russian-Ukrainian war. Proceeds from the $20 tickets will benefit the Foundation for Performing Arts Education and Reading Piano Angels. Student tickets are $10. Pay at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com. Olga Popolova is the principal pianist for the Sao Paulo Symphonic Orchestra in Brazil. This one-night-only performance at 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Lutheran Church on Shastaview Drive in Reading. World-class classical piano for a good cause. Wednesday, January 24th at St. James Church. Get tickets at the door or go online to readingpianoangels.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Talking to Mitzi Doulon here, the National Defense America's Nutrition Expert. And Mitzi, as you know, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And nutrition, you know, it should play such a key in the lives of everybody who serves, because what happens is, and we hear these stories all the time, you know, when you're in the military, you're working out every day, you're eating what they tell you to eat, you're in shape, and then you transition out, and a lot of times all of that discipline kind of goes away. And what can you tell people who, you know, have had that kind of, and it's almost like a professional athlete, you know, they,
yes,
when you're working,
yes,
as a
right? Yeah. A lot of times that weight can go up for those professional athletes,
right.
And same with the retired, you know, folks that we're talking about. And I mean, I think an important part is really planning a schedule to where you are moving and getting some exercise in. Weight training is just so important to maintain that muscle mass. And the other thing that I preach this really for everyone, but it's so important, is making sure you're getting that protein intake. Mm. I actually do have a protein calculator based on your body weight that is on the homepage of simplyfuel.com. But the reason protein is so important, Randy, is it helps really keep that it helps to keep you satisfied. So it also has something that keeps your basically a higher, you call it thermic effect of food, which you burn a little bit more calories when you actually are metabolizing protein. But so calculating your protein, and a lot of people would be surprised of kind of how much protein they do need. And it helps you to try to prevent those cravings with, you know, too much sugar and fat. And what can really happen there is if you kind of get out of working out, out of lifting, and not eating well, it's like this vicious cycle, because you actually are craving more sugar, you're craving more fat, and you're not feeling like working out. And it's really, you know, trying to get that protein, going to the grocery store and, you know, trying to get those clean foods, that single ingredient foods, whether, you know, bananas, apples, and it doesn't have to be expensive. It really, you can do it on a budget. There's, you know, so many stores now that you can, whether it's a place like Walmart, a place like Costco, where you can buy things in bulk, you can get good prices. They all have really good options. One good other snack for protein is, I love the Chomps jerky sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And you get, like, have you had them?
Yes, I have. Those are great.
Oh, yeah. So you can, it's like 9 or 10 grams of protein for not that many calories, and it's just a great snack. I actually usually have one at my desk in the afternoon, but just really trying to figure out how you can do that, and then plan your meals about, okay, I need that protein. That should be,
right,
you know, about a third of your plate. Then you want to load your plate up with fruits and vegetables, and then still get, you know, carbohydrates are not bad at all. So pasta and everything is fine. We just sometimes overdo it.
Right.
So, you know, we eat two too much of it, plus lots of bread in addition, you know, three slices of garlic bread with 2.5 cups of pasta, that's too much. So it's really, and healthy, nutritious food can be delicious. So it doesn't mean we have to, like, eat, you know, bland, boring foods. Like, personally, I am not a fan of rice cakes. I know there are some people that like rice cakes, but not me. I'm all about good-tasting food, and you can do it with, you know, even, like, making chili, some lean ground beef. It's mixed with some, with beans. You know, that's a great source of fiber and protein. And so there are really easy ways, but when you're thinking of building your plate, thinking of making sure you get that protein. And I do prefer leaner sources of protein. Omega-3s are really important, so trying to mix in some salmon here and there is important. That is one supplement that I do recommend, is a fish oil supplement. My favorite brand there, and I have no association, is Nordic Naturals, and that's who all the, you know, major league, I would just say professional sports teams use, because they've been just the mercury. There's no mercury, and it's a very pure and high quality fish oil supplement. But
that's the other thing that people need to know too. You got to read the labels. Yeah, you know, go.
Oh, absolutely.
Go to the grocery store.
You definitely need to read your labels. And you want to see how much protein you're getting, how much, how many calories, and also see how many servings, and if that matters.
Yeah.
Up with how many servings you eat of it.
and how much sodium. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Until recently, I had no idea how much salt was in every single product, things that you wouldn't even imagine.
Yeah, for the most part, because people put sodium because it makes things taste better if your taste buds are used to having a lot of sodium. Now, that's one of the easiest things to kind of try to not add salt to most of your foods at home. And, you know, you'll get used to not having salt. And then if you're out to eat and taste something really salty, you'll be like, ooh, that chef salted that a little bit too much.
Right.
But one of the important things is really meal planning. So even doing a little bit more planning can help to make your week more nutritious. And you can save a lot of money with meal planning as well. But also trying to limit those processed foods that are often have, you know, really high levels of salt and sugar,
right,
like we talked about, and unhealthy fats. And instead, you know, trying to even something like a plain Greek yogurt with some, I actually buy frozen, like a frozen mixed berry mix at Costco. Then I just thaw it out a little bit and mix that with a plain Greek yogurt, because that plain Greek yogurt is super high in protein, and it is a great little snack. And I actually have a client who, he's like, oh my gosh, I can have this the rest of my life, and he's been doing it for like 11 months already, and he absolutely loves it instead of, you know, he's like, I can have this instead of ice cream. Now, I'm not saying you could never have ice cream again, but this is something you can have on a daily basis.
I love that.
Yeah, and the other thing that has really, it's hilarious because it's become popular in the last, like, year and a half, but it has been one of my staples since I've been a dietitian now for, like, 28 years, I believe, and it's cottage cheese.
Oh.
So somehow cottage cheese has about 14 grams of protein in just a half cup. So it's super high in protein, and it has been in all, it's made viral, it's become viral from different recipes, and it's just funny because in the past people have either said they hate it or love it, but people are trying it now who haven't had it in a very long time, and it's just flying off the shelves at the grocery store. So Have you like cottage cheese? Are you a lover or a hater?
I love cottage cheese. And,
okay.
And I always keep a thing of cottage cheese in the refrigerator, the 1%, and it's just, it's fantastic. And like you mentioned, it's not something you think about all the time, but then when you think about it, you're like, oh man, I gotta have cottage cheese.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There isn't a whiz-bang way to instantly quadruple your business. Every single day, we have to get a little bit better. One way you get better is consuming great content so you can learn more than you did yesterday. That means reading. Doesn't necessarily mean social media or watching videos on YouTube. It often means the purposeful activity of reading business books so you can get better. So if you're a small business owner, what are you reading right now? Have you read anything great lately? I got done reading 10X is Easier Than 2X by Dan Sullivan. Definitely recommend it. Would love to hear your book recommendations as well. Find time to read, and your business will grow.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
We're talking to Mitzi Doolan here on the National Defense, nationally recognized nutrition and fitness expert. And I've got your next book for you, Mitzi. You ready?
Yeah. What is it?
Okay. So to my knowledge, there has never been a nutrition guidebook for people coming out of the military.
Okay.
You need to write a book called Transitioning Back to Your Body. Transitioning Back to Your Body. And it's all about what we just talked about. I mean, the Army, the Navy, they kept you fit, but now you got to do it on your own. That would be sensational.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's so important and such a life change that so often you can go the other way and gain weight and, you know, and then the mental health goes with that as well. For the retired military, a lot of professional athletes, once they retire, they've literally had a detailed schedule of every minute of their day, just like the military. So they're so similar.
Yeah.
And, it can go through some depression and really struggle.
Right.
And the great thing is the nutrition and fitness, doing that right, has such an impact on just our mental health as well.
That is,
and one
so,
thing I try
so
to
important.
Encourage people, it is so important. And so it all just works hand in hand together. And, even going for a walk after you have dinner, that also helps your blood sugar, as far as it helps, if you do gain that weight and all everything, some people can become pre-diabetic. And I even had, a Chiefs player who was borderline, his blood sugars, his fastings were running high, his fasting blood sugar, and really just exercising and losing 10 pounds can make a world of difference. I agree. I think that book is really important.
We got to have it, Missy.
We got to help them.
We got to have it. It's really necessary for people, because, not everybody knows about nutrition, and especially.
Right,
And I've noticed, too, I don't know if you've noticed this, when you go out to eat, are the portion sizes just gigantic? I mean,
they are. In general, they're gigantic. Now, I will say, in the last 2 years, some restaurants are decreasing portion sizes as another way to increase our prices.
Well,
it's probably good for the waistline. But we're like, wait, I used to get more of this.
Well,
but you're absolutely right. In general, portions are big, and we eat too much. So one thing, when my family goes out to eat, a lot of times maybe we'll buy three entrees for four of us.
Right.
Instead of, and it typically is plenty. So portion sizes are such an important thing. And one thing that, even with Kansas City Royals, a lot of the Latin players, just the volume of like beans and rice was so much. So it would be just trying to get that volume down, if we're trying to help them to lose a little bit of weight and body fat. So, professional athletes, while they're athletes too, some of those things can be a struggle. So you can imagine, for the retired military folks, it can definitely be a struggle.
Yeah, and I want to find out what you think about this current wave of weight loss that's going on right now with that. I think the drug is called Ozempic.
Ozempic, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's disappointing as far as for just people that are wanting to lose 10 pounds and look better.
Right.
However, there are a lot of people that I think it's definitely helping, and who struggle, and it helps regulating something called GLP-1 and just appetite and all of that, and for people who have diabetes. And so I do think the health benefits at this point, we don't know long-term safety at this point, but I think it's helping a lot of people. Now it's changing so much because you're seeing so many celebrities that are likely on it, because as you know, people would pay about anything that for a magic pill that would help them to lose weight. And it appears there might be a medication that is helping people lose weight, more weight than maybe some things in the past. So I think there are certainly health benefits for people who have diabetes and have been able to take it, lose weight, get off diabetes medications. I mean, in general, it should save even the government a lot of money for what we pay with, you know, just obesity, and so many Americans are overweight. I think the jury's still out on a few things related to it, but it's certainly interesting, and I think it can help a lot of people. Now,
it's just so
do
funny
we know that if people have to stay on it? Some of those things we don't totally know yet.
It's so funny to me, too, that all of a sudden people are able to give themselves injections. No training, just here, take it.
Right.
Give yourself an injection. Right. You're doing your own colonoscopy at home. You got injections. When did we get to that point?
Right. You're totally right of how much. I mean, there's definitely some good things with the medical technology and being able to do some screenings for colon cancer at home, but you should still get those colonoscopies. it's pretty amazing. But I think there will be more drugs to come the semaglutide, which are different versions of basically Ozempic, are coming out. And then what they're also saying is that some food companies, and they don't totally know if it's related to Ozempic, but some of their sales are down. I'm lucky that that hasn't been my protein ball.
No, not the protein balls.
Right. But some major food companies are starting to wonder, you know, if maybe their second, third quarter sales have went down maybe because of that. So they're not sure.
Well, this is
speculation for sure.
This is all just so fascinating stuff. And Mitzi, I want to thank you for your time. If you go to nutritionexpert.com, we want to hear about how that book's coming for transitioning veterans. Okay.
Yes, I think it's definitely something that's needed.
Hey, we will promote it right here. All the time.
Awesome.
Mitzi, thanks a lot for coming on, and I have to go exercise now.
Yes, go move.
We'll be right back here.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, Doin doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Hey, you know, as a veteran, you know the importance of staying connected to friends and family. And that's why you choose T-Mobile. They offer active duty military and veterans exclusive discounts like 40% off family lines. I mean, 40% off. That's huge. And the price you see is the price you pay with taxes and fees included. Plus, T-Mobile puts service members and military spouses first with employment initiatives and ongoing community investments. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more. 40% off additional price for military family lines 2 to 6 versus Go 5G with auto pay discount. Verify military service within 45 days or pay up to $20 more per line per month. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in monthly rate plan price. See T-Mobile.com.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's app store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I'm Mike Richmond.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
The Boston Celtics, he and his wife share an apartment with her ex-husband. They are incredibly amicably divorced.
Wow.
That's what I said. And what I loved about the script was it really captured how two people can have had a not terrific marital history, but can make a friendship out of that.
So let's say who's in this family now. You've got you and your ex-wife. You've got one or two kids.
Two kids,
and then you got Trey, and I guess that's why you made him the owner of the Boston Celtics.
Yes, the owner of my character's favorite sports team. But it's also about sort of accepting that your ex-wife is going to move on because, you know, he's like her dream guy, and I'm still driving a 2004 Honda Accord.
Right.
You know, and he's a billionaire as well.
Okay, that's the only part I don't understand. So the owner of the Boston Celtics, who could live anywhere in any mansion, moves in with you guys.
Yes. Well, he still has his lovely penthouse.
Okay.
But it's just every week they alternate. And that's what happens in real life is that they alternated. They each got separate apartments and they alternated back in the kids' apartment. They called it the nest. And it was very, you know, that it worked out. And actually, the kids are about to head off to college now in real life. So that setup will kind of wilt away, I'm sure. But we just, you know, we just thought it was such a fun, ridiculous relationship with each other.
Such a funny concept. Such a funny concept. We're talking to John Cryer here in the National Defense. And, you know him from Two and a Half Men, Alan Harper, and now his new comedy, Extended Family, on NBC every Tuesday. And there's so many. I love all of the dynamics in this because, first of all, you mentioned this guy, your ex-wife's new guy, Trey. He's the owner of your favorite sports team. So you want to hate him, but you can't, right?
Yeah. That's the dichotomy of it. You just can't, you know. Also, he's played by Donald Faison, who is, you know, Turk in Scrubs, and just this amazing, charismatic guy. So he's impossible to hate. He is impossible to hate. And it's the show is about people getting along because they have to, you know, and prioritizing the kids in a really good
right,
way.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's the other dynamic. I mean, you want to behave when you're in front of the kids, so you got to set an example of how everybody can get along, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's also about how ridiculous it is to parent now. Parenting is just so bonkers at this point that you know, somebody had to make fun of it, and so we're stepping into that.
I love I watched the trailer where you're talking to your ex-wife and you're talking about your phone plan, and you said, you know, you get the navigation still for your ex-wife, and she says, why am I still on that? And you said, well, you opted in, and she said, that's when we were married. But I mean, all those are kind of fun things to even think about.
Yeah. Well, also, the home family tracking thing is something that you've got to give up in the relationship, you know, once you're divorced. Like, you know, that's got to go away. But it's like he's still counting on it. You know, when there's a family emergency, it's like, oh no, I'm going to find you. I'm going to find you wherever you are.
Right.
You know. So, it's about extricating yourself from that and making a new life and trying to find happiness in the midst of that. I mean, we have an episode where she sets me up with an old friend of hers as a way to sort of just get me because I'm still like calling her in the middle of the night and saying, I think I have a cyst in my armpit, you know. But we can't do this anymore, Jim. You can't in the middle of the night to tell me you have a cyst in your armpit. You know, and so she sets him up on a date just to get him out of her hair, and it obviously
that's funny.
That's funny.
We're talking to John Cryer here on the National Defense, the new show, Extended Family, on Tuesdays. I mean, you know, there's so many things that can happen with this. And, John, you know, it's a new thing, I think, for television, but there are people that are just doing this all the time now. You know, I know in the Chinese culture, the idea is that nobody ever leaves the house. I mean, all the kids and the parents and everybody stays in.
Yes, multi-generational households.
Yes, yes.
Actually, my son, who recently graduated from college, he came back to live with us, you know, while he's looking for a job. And every now and then I'll say, hey, how's the job search going, in the hopes that he will get his own apartment at some point. And he's like, hey, do you know that most cultures have multi-generational households where people just live there. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is America, son.
That's right. Well, my daughter, who lives in Los Angeles, is kind of the same situation, except she doesn't want to live with us, but just wants us to continue supporting her. So that's a different kind of thing.
Yeah, I understand that. It is tougher now. It is much tougher now to go out and get a place than it was when we were younger, you know. So I am cognizant of that, and I'm going to keep that in mind. But my son is actually very motivated and already might have a job in Germany. Which
oh, wow.
Yeah, he writes software, so, you know, it's the kind of thing that he could do a lot of places. But there's looking like there's a job in Germany for him, and I was like, oh my, wow, it's either, you know, he's gonna live in his old room, or he's gonna live 4,000 miles on the other side of the planet.
Right, right.
Very, very smart, you know, the huge, huge disparity between those choices.
Hey, I want to ask you about your podcast, too. You've got an Apple podcast called Lawyers, Guns, and Money, which I'm pretty sure is a song.
Yes.
Right?
It's a Warren Zevon song, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this is all about the Iran-Contra scandal. Boy, that sounds fascinating.
The crazy thing about the Iran-Contra scandal was, there's a whole backstory that you'd never hear about. That's really fascinating. But the story it's bananas. It's absolutely bananas. Because there was this public defender in Miami in 1986, young guy, never tried a case before. He gets his first felony case, and it's this nutball who says, I'm secretly running guns for the CIA. And then the guy says, sure you are. and the guy says, you don't believe me? Here, here's a phone number. Here, call this. And the guy calls the number, and it's the White House.
Oh, wow.
And it turns out the guy really was secretly running guns for the CIA. So he ended up uncovering this whole secret war that that the White House was fighting at the time that nobody knew about. And it ended up causing this huge scandal and being this, you know, this big deal. But it's a fascinating story about how the Cold War was being fought secretly, you know, and how much the administration was trying to do at the time to fight that we just didn't know about at the time.
Wow. You know, it always amazes me when I find out something about that, and you go, how much else do we not know, right? How much is going on that we have no idea about?
Well, that's the thing, is that, you know, here, nowadays, you see on the news, you see it's so... And you obviously read on the internet. There's stuff that comes before the public that you go, there's got to be more to that.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
this sounds a little crazy. There's got to be more to that. And now that it's been 40 years since all that stuff broke, a lot of the what actually happened is sort of coming to the surface, and people are much more willing to talk about it. you know, and you're able to sort of see, you know, where it came from. And because it all goes back to, you know, during World War II, there was a thing called the OSS, which was the precursor to the CIA.
Yeah.
And they would work with criminal organizations in Germany and in Italy, because those were the people who could fight the Nazis the most effectively, you know.
Wow.
They would reach out to the mafia and stuff like that. Like the Jewish mafia in New York used to fight, you know, Nazis in New York, and on, you know, when there were Nazi spies trying to infiltrate the unions in New York in the 30s and 40s. And they were the ones who the government used to help fight them. So there's all kinds of really interesting links, you know, in terms of how that all came down.
I'm going to be addicted to this podcast. It's on Apple. It's called Lawyers, Guns, and Money. And, John, listen, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoyed your work for so many years. And best of luck on Extended Family. Just what a fun show.
Well, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy it. And we're making more. We're shooting our last one for the season this next week. So I hope you enjoy it.
Fantastic. We'll be right back.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other.
Because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Subaru Forester Wilderness. Equipped with 9.2 inches of ground clearance, all-terrain capability, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and a design that's bold and protective at the same time, the Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.